Welcome back. 417, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Deborah Simmons. She writes the Can We Talk column here at the Washington Times. And today's is entitled, J.C. Watts Gives Insight to Fading Face of GOP. Hello, Deborah.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Former football player, four-term congressman from Oklahoma, Baptist minister, really good guy. And
yeah.
I've interviewed him over the years. J.C. Watts, very talented man, very articulate. He has worked tirelessly to bring people to the Republican Party, especially minorities. And I guess my question is, was he ahead of his time? It sure seems that way.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, even if you look, whether you're looking at him or Blue Dog, Harold Ford, and a couple of others, absolutely. They were the beneficiaries, as I like to say, of the entire civil rights movement. Put your mind and your heart and your soul in it, and you can do it.
Mm-hmm. What is he doing now? Is his mission still one of expanding the Republican Party?
Yes, it is. It's not only recruiting voters, but to train and talk to, whether you're a staffer, an intern, want to be on the staff up on Capitol Hill or in the White House or State House office, the things, the pitfalls you have to look for and be mindful of when you're running for office, how you define your message and deliver the message.
He says the Republicans are in trouble, but really never saw it coming. That's what I get from him.
No, I mean, the Republican Party, as he said, doesn't even admit, whether you're a substance abuser, alcoholic, or whatever, you have to admit that you have a problem first,
yeah.
Number one.
Right.
And part of the problem with the Republican Party is its image, and that is of a bunch of old white guys.
That's right, like me.
And I wouldn't call you old. But the other is that it's stuck in this mold, even that while we had Ronald Reagan, we had Newt Gingrich, we had Jack Kemp even, trying to turn the party around in the 70s and making ground, because a lot of people even forget that, excuse us, Ronald Reagan signed Martin Luther King's birthday into law. Congress passed it, of course, but he signed it into law. So, but you don't hear about things like that.
No.
You know, the Republican Party talks the best game in politics of how small businesses are going to be crucified by Obamacare. But the small businesses themselves aren't speaking up.
Yeah.
J.C., as a businessman himself, knows how important it is to bring those constituencies into the fold so that they're not only helping define the message, but deliver the message.
Yeah. Now, you talked to him about various issues that face politicians and us today. He gave you his take on taxes versus spending, and I think he agrees we spend way too much, doesn't he?
For the past 20 years, we've been spending too much. And I don't mean to offend anybody, least of all the people who supported George W. Bush, but George W. Bush didn't actually hold tight to the nation's purse strings.
No, you're right.
So what's happened is we have a president, a two-termer now, who is moving along those same lines and spending money. Sure, we spend money. No, we don't want anybody to lose their job. No, we don't need our checks to get any smaller as they did the first of the year when those the payroll taxes and some other things kicked in.
Hmm.
No, we don't need that. And sometimes it doesn't matter whether it's a union person losing a job or a contractor that's losing a job. That's money and bread off the table for a lot of families. And we just don't need that right now, regardless of where the economy is headed. And what J.C. said, and I thought was spot on, was that we don't need more taxes. We need more taxpayers. payers.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. You know, I'm laughing because Ed Schultz last night on MSNBC, you just made me think of this. Listen to what he said.
Every dollar we spend on unemployment benefits, $2 are pumped back into the economy.
Well, using that logic, then no one should be working. Everyone should be getting unemployment benefits.
Absolutely. Get in line, go down to your nearest unemployment office,
yeah.
Jump online and do your thing.
Right, we need
and we'll all be helping the economy.
Yeah, but...
Well,
you
can't even pay your mortgage and your car note, but you'll be helping the economy.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It really is. You know, we've gotten away from that whole idea of, you know, having more taxpayers. And, you know, it's good for him. Now, he also he talks about other issues like immigration.
Oh, absolutely. Here's the thing. The immigration means different things to different people. I think if I were a businessman, and this is extremely theoretical, if I were a businessman, I would want to be able to put in the most amount of money in my pocket and hire cheap labor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that would help me out. However, that does no good to an economy which keeps talking about high black unemployment.
Right.
Over and over and over again. And then blacks fueling that themselves by saying, well, the poor folks, they can't read and write. The poor folks can't do this. They weren't educated properly. Our schools are in shambles. They've been locked up. We shouldn't rehire them. Which is why I think it was very smart for JC to say one of the first issues they're going to tackle is the prison reentry issue. Because whether we like it or not, these folks are coming home. And if they're not earning any money and taking care of themselves and their family, any expert in the field will tell you they're going to end up right back where they were before, and that's in prison. And I would rather spend $35,000, $40,000 educating them and their children than $35,000 or $40,000 every year on a prison. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and that makes some of the old white guys in the party uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Yes, and it should, because they know they're wrong. They know they're wrong.
Yeah.
The good thing is that J.C.'s held a leadership position when he was in the House, and he's coming from a moral point of view that I truly respect. More importantly, he's trying to help his party that helped him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of giving back and being smart at the same time, because we've got so many independents who jumped on Obama's bandwagon in 2008, excuse me, President Obama's bandwagon.
That's right.
In 2008, and they're still holding sway there. But have they even given the least bit of thought, and even some libertarians, to what the Republican, what needs to be done for America as a whole, whether you're an illegal alien, an immigrant, a hardworking black American, somebody who's about to retire, or whether you're wealthy or not, because wealthy folks are giving back. Where do they think all these nonprofits are getting their money from?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah.
But what we need to do is focus a little bit more on this next generation that is anxious, that lives on Twitter, lives on Facebook, lives online, and no more has the patience to sit down and read a newspaper or listen to an hour-long, even Al Sharpton has an hour-long cable TV show, because they're just not patient enough to do that. So he wants to work with that younger generation, plug them into the system that's already there, and then make sure they don't fall into what I call the Jesse Jackson Jr. pitfall.
Yeah.
And that's because you want that material gratification so fast that you're willing to break the laws and break the ethics and not know that you're doing wrong.
Yeah. You believe that? $750,000 out of his campaign.
And not only that, but I ain't no stylist, fashion stylist. But you can only wear a fur coat so many times before people say, is she going to wear that coat again tomorrow?
Yeah. And did you see where he spent $43,000 on a Rolex?
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
It's a watch. A $30 Timex does the exact same thing.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? All right, folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. J.C. Watts gives insight to the fading face of the GOP. It's by Deborah Simmons of the Washington Times, and it's in today's edition. Always good to talk to you. Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you, Andy.
Take care. It is 426, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.